This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you guys have been very, very patient on the answer line, so let's get right to it. We got Frank calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Frank, buddy, how you doing?
Well, compared to death, I'm doing outstanding.
Good, good. God
anyway.
Forbid. Yeah.
I happen to be president of the Inquiring Minds Club, and you were... I represent the all-male portion, heterosexual, red-blooded American male.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
you were discussing an anatomy, and you professed your list of two of our favorite parts.
What anatomy? What anatomy was I talking about?
You had a breast lift, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you must have listened to... Okay. Yes, I did. And thank you for bringing that. I tried to keep that quiet.
Well, because I say it on air
doesn't mean I want it to be resurfaced at later shows. But that's okay. I'm glad you are, you know, astute enough to... That's not going to be on the pop quiz. You don't need to remember that.
Well, I drew the short end of the stick, and I was nominated and was compelled to make this call as president of the Inquiring Minds Club.
You were nominated, huh? All right, yeah.
you having some professional courtesies. How much would this the operation you have in general from a good practitioner? How much would that have cost the average American?
No, yeah, I didn't get professional courtesy. I had to pay. I believe it was years ago. I believe it was before the recession. There was no professional courtesy. You paid outright. It was, I think, close to $10,000.
Well, for a lift? Holy
cow. Yeah, like I said, there was no professional courtesy. Everybody thinks doctors just do stuff on each other for free. No, because they have charges too. I mean, you know, they,
well,
yeah,
no,
they
but,
can.
I was thinking a barter, you know, it's like, this is
what am
I
going to barter for a breast? What am I going to give a plastic surgeon? I'm the one that needs plastic surgery. What am I going to give them? Right? A cholesterol test? There's no way I could barter something equal to that. Now, and you know what? I'm happy to pay. The last thing I want to do is have somebody work on me who has to be telling themselves, oh, man, I'm doing this for free. I want, you know, my physician knowing that, you know, his time, that I appreciate what his time is worth. But that was before the recession. Now, I'm letting everything droop, and trust me, I need lipo, I need a whole bunch of stuff. But since a recession, no, I'm just going to be the way I am, and my husband's going to have to like it.
So those pictures on your website are false advertisement? Is that how I'm supposed to take it?
No, those are me. You just don't see the boobs, and you just don't see the butt, and you don't see anything else. All you see is a very small... Now, the nose, I do need a nose job. That's my real nose there.
Well, I have no... I think... Now, I'm going to say no, given what I've been listening to. You would by no means ever classify yourself as a yenta. Is that correct?
Yes, I am not a yenta. I am a shugana, though. Yes. All right. Now, is there any other? Okay. Now, Frank, do you have any other medical questions for us? Because I mean, we got people, you know, dealing with a whole bunch of stuff, and we can't be talking about boobies the whole time.
Well, it happens to be when you know, again, mom fed me for a year, but I had the good fortune, as Woody Allen, experiencing a couple women that were very well endowed, and you never
and the relevance
this, but,
of this and the relevance of this, Frank, you better make it relevant. We're about to hit the button.
Back pain. Okay. They wanted a reduction because of back pain, and
yes.
I could see it.
Yes.
And I'm like, and it was, they were both, no stretch marks, no nothing but beautiful, but they were in back pain.
They,
and
who's they?
They?
Your mom and who else? I mean, how many women breastfed you, Frank?
I'm talking about the two I got to experience, and not my mom. Well, I mean,
oh, okay, you're talking about lovers. Okay, all right. Okay, so Frank, thank you for bringing up the that was a very colorful conversation, as always, Frank. Thank you. All right, so Vinny brings up a good point. Can you guys get a breast lift or a breast reduction if you have back pain? Anytime Frank wants to, I'm sure a plastic surgeon would love to have him in his office. I'm sure he won't get thrown out like the United passenger, or maybe he would. It depends on how long he rambles on. But back pain, I've been asked, will back pain allow insurance companies to pay for any sort of breast surgery? In the past, maybe since Obamacare, I don't know. I don't know if any of the exchange health insurances would cover that. If it wasn't included in the bill, less and less get covered. So, I got tired of, you know, stepping on them when I was working out. Just, you know, stuff you had to do. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were talking about mumps cases on the rise. From what we're hearing, mumps cases have now reached a 20-year high in Texas. There have been 221 mumps cases, which is the largest total since there were 234 cases back in 1994. Now, if you, according to the CDC, we are now up to 1,965 cases since the year started of mumps. Now, this is obviously concerning because we have vaccines. Alright, now, we are not blaming any of the mumps cases on people that didn't vaccinate. Washington State, which first reported an outbreak, I think is now up to about 768 cases. So, we are concerned about a mumps epidemic. And, you know, we've talked about mumps, and we've talked about how, you know, these are basically, it's basically a virus, the paramyxovirus, that causes swelling of the parotid gland. So you could get fever, malaise, you know, it could be spread very easily by droplet transmission. If you're vaccinated, you shouldn't be getting the mumps. However, if you do, it could be serious. It could cause meningitis, encephalitis, inflammation of the testicles. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But pill pack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need pill pack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys, when I was out in Philadelphia, left medical questions on our answer line, so we're getting right to them. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I have a lesion on my tongue. And did a biopsy on it, and they said it had cancer. And they also did a CAT scan, said it spread to lymph nodes. And I'm wondering if there's any alternative to the surgery. The surgery is pretty expensive, ripping out the lymph nodes and cutting the neck. And mm-hmm. Taking half of the tongue and tugging the other half. And, yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Man, I'm sorry you're going through that. And I apologize for not being on air when you called. You might be listening to it, a delayed broadcast. But, yeah, when it comes to tongue cancer, it's pretty extensive. It's pretty tough, you know, especially based on where your cancer is. It sounds like your cancer may be on the side or, you know, on the tongue where you could see it as opposed to a base. A base of the tongue cancer where it's in the back of the tongue where we could basically only see it if we gag you when we use a tongue depressor and go say, ah, and then, you know, we gag you. We could see then the base of the tongue. Many times those are diagnosed when they're larger and have progressed. Oral tongue cancer, you see a spot on the tongue. You're like, well, that's funny. This isn't going away. And then, unfortunately, by the time it's diagnosed, it may involve some local lymph nodes, etc. It may bleed a lot more easily. You know, we bite our tongues a lot, but if that heals up, that we aren't concerned about. It's a lump or a spot that just doesn't go away. And unfortunately, we could see it a lot in people who smoke, people who drink alcohol, people who I guess smokers are like 5 times more likely to get tongue cancer. But HPV, we've talked about the human papillomavirus, and by the way, we're being told that close to 50% of American adults have HPV. It's like the most common STD. But that virus could also cause mouth cancer, throat cancer, even tongue cancer. Especially HPV 16 and HPV 18 increase the risk. Now, there is Gardasil, the vaccine, but most of us over 26 don't qualify because you have to be under 26 to be able to get it between 11 and 26. You know, they also find that African Americans seem to be more at risk for Caucasians, but you know, the tongue cancers I've seen, it's blind to any race, ethnicity. So, you know, we'll CAT scan you, we'll PET scan you, we'll biopsy it, and then we have to look to see, you know, the stages of the lymph nodes. You know, to removing it, to deal with it, they're going to want to cut it out. That's the hard part to this. You know, we have to remove the primary tumor so that it doesn't continue to seed into the bloodstream and seed and spread and it doesn't continue to grow. Some lesions like Maggie's lung cancer that we talked about, you know, that they didn't have to do surgery. They could do chemotherapy and shrink it. But when it comes to tongue cancer, they're probably going to, you know, do surgery to remove it. I mean, yes, there is radiation that they could do. There is chemotherapy. But they're usually going to do surgery first. It's frustrating. The neck dissection also, which is something you alluded to at the cost of that. The neck dissection is going to have to be done to remove the affected lymph nodes. And so when we talk about those types of cancers, those squamous cell carcinomas that are, you know, in the beginning localized and there's a focal primary point, many times those cancers they will remove. Just like with skin cancer, they'll cut it out and then they'll, you know, institute the other therapies. As opposed to lung cancer and brain cancer, they may be able to shrink those first. So I'm sorry you're going through this. You know, please keep us posted. I know it's a scary fight. But the prognosis is good if it gets addressed, you know, as, you know, quickly as it needs to be. For those of you that, you know, are you know, contemplating whether you have throat cancer or not, if you have a sore throat, if you feel like there's something in the back of the throat, if you feel hoarse, that's could be a sign that you have something back there and it has to be addressed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we're dealing with mumps right now and this outbreak. And we have close to almost 2,000 cases right now being reported in the United States, according to the CDC. And this data has been confirmed up until April 5th. So we still are about a, you know, week or two out from that. But we're probably going to be hitting the 2,000 mark this month. According to the CDC, mumps has been reported involving 42 states in the District of Columbia. Washington State has over 738 cases. And Texas is now seeing one of their biggest jumps yet at 221 cases. Now, last year, there were 5,300 cases in all 50 states. 8 states reported more than 100 cases. And so we're, you know, with us being only 4 months into this year, if we're already at 2,000, We could very easily see close to 8,000 cases this year. Very, very concerning. Now, the MMR vaccine, which came out in the 1960s, dropped the cases of mumps that were happening annually, exponentially dropped it. So there were about 186,000 people getting infected every single year from mumps. Once the MMR vaccine came into play, we dropped it to just a handful. So remember, mumps is a virus that's caused by the paramyxovirus. It causes swelling of the parotid salivary glands. It could cause fever, malaise, headache, body aches. The facial swelling may occur just on one side or both sides. And remember, the salivary glands are responsible to moisten your food. You need those. The parotid glands produce the saliva that helps you start digesting your food. So you start digesting your food pretty early on in your digestive process. Now, the mumps can last about 10 to 14 days. It's very easily spread. You could sneeze, cough, spew on somebody, and then they could get it. But unfortunately, complications of the mumps can be very, very serious. It could cause meningitis, which is inflammation along the lining of the brain and the spinal cord, or encephalitis, inflammation of the brain. It could cause orchitis, inflammation of the testicle, pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas. If you have inflammation of these, obviously that could cause organ failure and possibly death. We've even seen deafness and we've seen infertility. So to prevent getting the mumps, we recommend vaccination. All right. We vaccinate every baby between 12 and 15 months and then again 4 to 6 years old. Sometimes we even need a third booster of the MMR. The MMVR also protects against chickenpox. So I would definitely, you know, if you have not, you know, gotten vaccinated at this point in time, talk to your local health department to see if you could get the MMR vaccine. But the mumps is not anything we want to play with. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Nothing else, this we definitely don't want to play with. We have this scary brain parasite that we've heard about has been in Hawaii. And we have 9 confirmed cases of what they call rat lungworm disease. And they've seen it in Maui, the Big Island, and a couple from San Francisco who went to Maui on a honeymoon, came back, and elicited symptoms, one of whom was in the ICU for close to a month. They say 4 additional cases have been suspected. Luckily, nobody has died from this. Now, the Hawaii Department of Health confirmed 11 cases back in 2016, and between 2007 and 2015, 42 cases were reported. So what is rat lungworm? Well, it's a roundworm, a nematode, named Angiostrongylus. And Angiostrongylus, all right, cantonensis is the parasite that we see in what we're dealing with in Hawaii, causing neurological infections like meningitis. Its sister species, the Costarricensis, causes severe GI illness that can look like appendicitis. Now, going back to the cantonensis, it can cause meningitis, inflammation of the brain, and eosinophilic meningitis, because parasites cause a rise in eosinophils, which is the type of blood cell that, I guess is able to, tell us and clue us in, and alert us that there's a parasite infection, and it could cause a meningitis full of eosinophil cells. So when we do a spinal tap to see if you have meningitis and we see eosinophils, it could lead us to thinking that you have a parasite. It's found in Southeast Asia, the Pacific Basin, but in 2015, there were some cases reported in Florida, Alabama, California, Louisiana, and Hawaii in a case report. Now, it primarily lives in rodents. I guess it lives in the pulmonary arteries of the rats. The females lay eggs. Then, when the eggs hatch and become first-stage larvae, they migrate to the rat's throat. Then it enters the GI system, and then it gets pooped out the feces. So we're going to talk about how not to get rat lungworm. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're talking about this very scary brain parasite that we've been hearing about in Hawaii, where 9 people have become affected. A couple in California who recently traveled to Hawaii on a honeymoon came back with symptoms. And we aren't seeing a quote-unquote epidemic, although you are seeing in certain news sites that they are calling this an epidemic because of the multiple cases in one area. Usually, this rat lungworm or this Angiostrongylus cantonensis, I apologize for my pronunciation of it, is primarily found in Southeast Asia and the Pacific Basin. But recently we have seen it pop up in the United States in some rare cases in Florida, Alabama, California, Louisiana, and Hawaii. And to recap, this is a roundworm. It's a worm that lives in the pulmonary arteries of rodents. The female lays eggs. The eggs hatch. In the first larvae stage, they migrate up to the rat's throat. The rat swallows it, right? Because the air, your windpipe, the trachea, is near the esophagus, separated with an epiglottis. And so the rat, and I'm sure rats have epiglottis, I haven't looked it up, but I'm sure they do. The larvae climb up through the windpipe, hop over to the GI tract, and then get swallowed, and then exit through the feces. So you need to avoid rat poop and rat feces as a result of this. Now, snails, slugs, can pick up what's in rat feces. They can digest it and then transmit it as well. Now, what are the symptoms of rat lungworm? Well, because it's a meningitis, if we're talking about the cantonensis species of it and not its sister species that causes GI issues, the meningitis, the eosinophilic meningitis that it causes, your symptoms will be a severe headache. You'll get fever, neck stiffness, visual disturbances. You can't look at the light. It's called photophobia. Nausea, vomiting, you could get numbness, you could get temporary paralysis of the face, and it could actually lead to coma and death. To date, we have not had any deaths caused by this year from this, but of course meningitis is nothing to mess around with. The incubation period can on average be anywhere from a week to 3 weeks. Symptoms could start immediately within that time frame. Symptoms could last for months. The neurological sequelae of the survivors can also last for extended periods of time. If you want more information on this, go to my website at drdahlia.com where I discuss it. Now, how do you get rat lungworm? So this A. cantonensis, catonensis, I apologize, is when you eat undercooked slugs, snails, frogs, shrimp, mollusks, or if you eat contaminated fruits and vegetables. So if there's a slug on your kitchen counter and it leaves slime, and it had floated around rat feces before it got to your counter and made it to your house, and then you don't clean it off well and you chop up vegetables, you could be getting this bug, this parasite, into your food. Slime from slugs has not been proven definitively, but there is potential. So, for us to diagnose it, if we think you have meningitis, a severe headache, you're not wanting to move your neck, not wanting to look at the light, fever, nausea, vomiting, being in a lot of pain. Imagine you having a meningitis, pain in the neck, or you don't want to move the neck, and you have to throw up. You know how painful you're in? It's hell. It's absolute hell what people go through when they have meningitis. So what we do is we do a CAT scan of the head, and we do a spinal tap. And we take some fluid from the cerebral spinal fluid. We're able to enter through the back with a needle, suck out the fluid, and then take a look at that fluid. If there's a lot of bacteria, if there's signs and symptoms of virus infection, that's going to change our treatment. And this being an eosinophilic meningitis will lead us to think that you have a parasitic sort of picture. But there's no treatment. We don't have any treatment. Yeah, we do have anti-parasite medications, but it hasn't been proven that that should be used. Or because the parasite is going to die on its own, it could die within days. It could, though, become latent and camp out for a while. But because, for the most part, these die out, we do symptomatic measures just to kind of, lower the pain that you have and try to, control some of the symptoms. Now, we have used steroids, we have used anti-parasite medications, but there hasn't been a lot of studies saying that helped one way or the other. A concern is if you have a dead worm sitting there, that could also cause issues. So, right now, we just don't want you to get, all right? That's the plan. So the plan is make sure all your raw vegetables are washed thoroughly. If you do play around with slugs and snails, do so with gloves and then wash your hands diligently. The University of Hawaii recommends boiling snails that you want to eat for at least 3 to 5 minutes prior to cooling them off and eating them. And then you got to keep rodents, snails, slugs away from your food and kitchen counter. The University of Hawaii also has a site discussing how to prevent rat lungworm. Go to their site, and like I said, you can also go to my email or my website at drdahlia.com that has this information. So pretty scary stuff. I don't eat snails or escargot, and I don't eat a lot of raw food, but a lot of people do. They're really into raw fish. They're into raw, you know, just things that are raw. And I get it. You know, that's what our forefathers did. That's what our, you know, caveman brethren did. I get that. We, you know, want to eat as natural as possible and eat these other things that are out there. But unfortunately, you know, when we cook things and we process the hell out of them, we don't have these weird parasites or these weird bugs. Yeah, we could still get, you know, post-infection from our food. But, I mean, have you ever seen, you know, salami? You know, that salami, it could turn green, and still we don't see parasites on it. You know, it just, parasites don't like salt. They don't like processed foods. Now, that doesn't say we need to process our foods, but, you know, we don't see a lot of the infectious disease in the Western diet like we do in other diets because we avoid raw, because we prep our food. It's interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was in Philadelphia this last weekend for some work, and we decided to take in the sights. And it was interesting. They were talking about how George Washington, when he was at Valley Forge, there was no battle at Valley Forge. It was where, you know, thousands and thousands of troops, you know, were situated, and before George Washington decided to take them to cross the Delaware and go to Trenton and some of the other fabulous strategies that he had when it came to the Revolutionary War, you know, they were short on food. They didn't have a lot of food. And so they needed, you know, supplies of oxen and, you know, cattle, et cetera, to be brought in. And you would, you know, you didn't have boxes and supplies. You had to have fresh food come in, and then you had to keep them alive until you wanted to eat them. And it wasn't enough food. It wasn't enough food for the troops. And it was very interesting because the troops were starting to get kind of concerned. You know, how do you take on a big, huge force such as the British Army? And, you know, Washington was worried that he would lose morale with his troops and with his soldiers. So I guess, from what I understand, he picked a couple small battles that they were able to win very easily to help garner that, you know, momentum. And it's very interesting because we see those strategies today, even in sports. You know, all right, guys, we're going to play this team, let you, you know, feel like what it's like to win, get you guys pumped up. Momentum and having your mind in the game is a lot of it. And so if you guys ever do make it out to Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, you need to check the sites and take in all the history. It was pretty phenomenal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's this headline circulating on an ex-mayor's wife rupturing her breast implants after tripping on a city sidewalk. Unfortunately, when something like this happens, people make jokes and you start to see the comics trying to make light out of something, but you could actually fall and you could really do some serious damage. And what's very interesting about this is many of us know who this is. the former mayor of San Diego, Roger Hitchcock, for those of us that are, avid talk radio listeners, Roger Hitchcock, who we've loved and listened to for years, was ex-mayor, former mayor of San Diego. Well, his wife, Cynthia, unfortunately fell, and she suffered serious injuries. They are going to sue because the city did not repair a 2.5-inch concrete lip on a public sidewalk. I was just walking around Philly, and I can't tell you how many times I almost tripped and fell. The potholes, the uneven sidewalks. You know, we take for granted how some cities have really good, infrastructure and roads, etc. But I love Philadelphia. I thought it was a beautiful city, but boy, do they have a lot of potholes. Anyway, the Hitchcocks, who are not seeking a specific value in damages, said it has cost an excess of over $25,000, and her ruptured implants began leaking into her bloodstream, requiring a grueling replacement surgery followed by weeks of recovery and pain medication. Roger Hitchcock does appear as a co-plaintiff in the suit, over claims that he suffered loss of support, service, love, companionship, society, affection, relations, and solace from his wife. Now, this incident took place back on July 31st, 2015, in Pacific Beach on a sidewalk that had been damaged by a tree, according to a lawsuit. The leakage was not discovered until September 2015, when Hitchcock went to a local clinic for persistent chest pain and breast deformities. So this may go to trial later this year. So, don't underestimate the damage a ruptured breast implant could do. That's some serious stuff. And you can fall and cause a rupture of them. You have a certain amount of weight. You're up against concrete. I've been asked, by people that have, implants, how easy is it for them to rupture? The answer should be not easy, but we've seen implants happen. We've ruptures happen, and we've seen leaks. So nothing to mess with or not take seriously. So we wish Ms. Hitchcock good and speedy recovery, an easy recovery with this, and it's a shame it had to make national news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a new drug that people are, inhaling recreationally. They're called poppers. And these poppers are sold, online. They're even sold in sex shops. And I guess they are, often labeled as household products, such as video head cleaners, room odorizers, etc. They are colorless liquids that, when inhaled, can cause temporary euphoria and sexual arousal. They're called poppers. This new report describes 12 cases of people in southern England who experienced vision problems shortly after using them. Several of the patients have been using them for 20 years or more, but they only experienced vision problems after they switched to a new brand. The researchers analyzed the chemical composition of the poppers the people used and found that one chemical, called isopropyl nitrate, was linked with eye damage. The chemicals start to show up in poppers after 2006 when legislation in Great Britain banned the use of similar chemicals in drugs called isobutyl nitrite. So, it could affect the retina, it could cause visual issues, and this has been reported by Fox News. They say in 2006, doctors noticed an increase in reports of eye damage linked to the drugs, but it wasn't clear whether this increase was due to certain chemicals in poppers, more widespread use of the drugs, or better detection of the type of eye damage seen. So all these patients were men that they studied. They ranged from 31 to 59, so this isn't just a young kid thing. They reported vision problems, blurriness, blind spots, etc. The patients used a total of 7 different drugs, and when the researchers tested them, they found that 6 contained isopropyl nitrite. In one case where the product didn't contain it, the researchers discovered that the popper drug was not linked with eye problems. So, guys, I guess if we could just sum this up, please don't be inhaling household products or whatever the hell these stupid things are. Thank you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Target is recalling a line of water-absorbing Easter egg toys that could expand in a child's body if ingested. You know those little dinosaurs, and they're kind of like little sponges where you fill them up with water and they expand, and they're like, oh, wow, look at the shape, etc. Well, unfortunately, if a child, swallows it and then the fluids get involved, it could unfortunately be life-threatening, cause intestinal obstruction, severe discomfort, vomiting, dehydration. So the toys must be removed surgically. The Consumer Product and Safety Commission warns parents and medical professionals that the toys may not show up on X-ray. About 560,000 of these hatch and grow Easter eggs were sold. It does say on the package for 3+, but, you know, kids stick Easter eggs in their mouth. The recall involves the hatch and grow Easter eggs, Easter grow toys, and a hatch your own dino. The hatch and grow Easter eggs and Easter grow toys have a model number 234-25-1200 on their packaging. All right, so patients should take the toy away from children and return it to any Target location for a full refund. And they were sold at Target from February until March for about $1. See, you know, when you make your Easter baskets, these are fun things to put in the basket. They're cute. They're toys. They're something the kids could play with. But you got to watch out for your kids. You also got to watch out for your pets. They say Easter treats, decorations can be harmful to your pets. Trupanion, a pet insurance company, sent out a list of hazards to watch out for. So Easter lilies, we've talked about, they could be deadly to cats. So you got to be very careful about cats eating, you know, the lilies and the poison. The petals, pollen, very toxic, even if the cat just nibbles a little bit, because I guess they cause kidney damage. So your cat could vomit, drool, be lethargic, appetite loss, etc. Dogs aren't bothered by Easter lilies, but they could be bothered by other household plants. So you got to be careful of the amaryllis, the autumn crocuses, the palm lilies, etc. Easter grass could also be an issue, especially plastic grass. Some dogs may chew on plastic grass or pick it up in some of the food that was thrown to them. And unfortunately, that could also obstruct the intestines, so you got to be careful with that. Then, of course, the chocolate. We really don't like the dog getting the theobromine or the chocolate. Milk chocolate is less toxic than dark chocolate. But still, you know, we want to be careful because that could also cause kidney issues. You also have to be careful with the xylitol. Treats and gum that have xylitol could be deadly to pets. It's a sweetener. We see it a lot in sugar-free gum and candy, so be careful. Don't lose track of the eggs. Small amounts of hard-boiled egg is okay, but if the egg goes bad because it was forgotten and it starts to rot, you don't want your dog eating that. You also don't want your dog eating plastic eggs as well. If you have a dog like mine, who is kind of a dodo, he will chew on everything. Also, you got to be careful. Some of this plastic will kind of shatter when they chew on it, and that cut them up. You got to be careful, and you don't want it to also swallow or her swallow the chewed pieces of plastic. And then you got to be very, very careful having your pets getting all the scrappings at Easter brunch. If foods have onions or grapes in them, that could be harmful. They cannot eat raisins. Also, ham, you have to be very careful. Ham has a lot of salt, has a lot of fat content. That could upset an animal's stomach as well as dehydrate them. That's being reported by MercuryNews.com. We want you guys all to have a good Easter, but we definitely want to keep your pets safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we're taking your questions, we're taking your calls. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. Got a lot more to talk about. Hang in there, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.